Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Global Authors Network Radio. We are delighted to present to you Empowered to Succeed with Eileen Solomon. Be inspired to keep moving forward, even when facing barriers. Learn tools that will encourage self-reflection. Eileen will help you to discover the power of redirection. By reflecting, adapting, and moving forward, you can be empowered to succeed.
Hello, everyone. This is Eileen Solomon on our Tuesday talk with Empowered to Succeed. How is everyone doing on this great Tuesday? I have with me today number one international best-selling author, Terry Barthel. How you doing, Terry?
I'm doing fine, Eileen. I'm so excited to be on your show today, and thank you for inviting me.
I'm so excited to have you. So let's talk a little bit about just your experience of becoming a number one international best-selling author.
Okay, well, I had no experience in becoming a number one bestseller.
Go ahead.
I did a 9-week program, and I always wanted to write a book, but I never thought it would be about Rocco and Coop, puppies. I thought it would be about, you know, in my long years of living, I have experience in a lot of different avenues, and I thought I would write about one of those. But it just so happened that I was home one day, and it was a snow day, and I decided to write about a therapeutic and educational book on puppies.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. So you said you took the 9-week bestseller workshop.
Class. Yes, I did.
How was that?
Excuse me?
I said, how was that experience? Just going through the workshop from beginning and, you know, because I know I went through it and I was pretty nervous at first.
I think it was very challenging. I'm glad that I hung in there, and we had great support in the group, which also, you know, kept making me go forward. And I'm saying, no, this is never going to happen. This isn't going to happen. And I'm a positive person. And then I decided to change my mind and say, you know, it's going to happen. And it did. So I think it was very different experience for me in writing a book and then becoming a bestseller. I think it opened up a lot of different avenues on my future and my personal growth.
Okay. You had a chance to read through Empowered to Succeed, Discovering You, which was my book. And I had the same experience, you know, going through the 9-week bestseller. I've been trying to write a book for years. And my experience going through this program at first, you know, I was very nervous. And just the thought of writing the book in just 9 weeks, and I've been trying to write it for years, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the fact that they said just do it, and they push you through the through the program. Even when you were nervous, they make you feel really, really secure in what you're doing. So you did get a chance to read through my book, and I wanted to discuss with you, because the topic of this show is the power paradigm. And for the next 8 weeks, we'll be going through Empower to Succeed. And each week we'll talk about a different topic. And I wanted to ask you, you know, your thoughts on the first chapter of this book as it relates to paradigm.
I read your book, and after I read the chapter, I decided to sit down and take your little quiz that you had. And I always work through a lot of my issues or so-called seasons that, you know, when I wanted to change something, I always changed it. I didn't realize, you know, if I had any background or childhood issues that kept coming up. And as I was answering the questions and looking at some of my beliefs, are they still my beliefs today? Were they influenced by my family, by my friends? And I came up with, maybe one or two of them that I found that, yes, it was something that I, you know, in my background, in my childhood. And one of the things is still carrying on with me today, and I just laugh about it. And eventually that will change because I'm ready for change. I did enjoy writing it down. It just, put things in perspective.
Okay. So in there, what would be your recommendation for someone that is looking for change that relates to paradigms? And when we talk about paradigms, we're talking about it's just challenging or looking at your belief system, your conditioning as it relates to, you know, the way you were raised or your culture or your influence by friends, education, church. These all shape up what we call paradigms. And we normally don't see the world as it actually is. We see the world as we are conditioned to see it, or as we filter it through our different paradigms. And what's amazing about the chapter, the reason we went that I asked the question, so you can become aware of your paradigm and say, okay, am I seeing this because I filter it through something that was either happened to me in the past, good, bad, or indifferent, or the way I was raised, my culture, or the way I was taught in church, or the way they teach us at school. And it causes you to have a more open view and expand a little bit as far as, wait, let me see if I'm filtering it through my paradigm. And there may be another way that I can view the situation that is outside, like you would say, outside of my box. So I like in the book when we talk. Go ahead.
Okay, I was going to make a comment there. I think what I liked about it, I think that if you really take a moment to be quiet and to be silent and start answering things, like doing your homework on the beliefs or your community or, you know, what you think of, you know, what has happened in your family and how you feel about it. I think once, you know, we all need to be able to see we are a product of what we have been in our past. We are who we are today because of something that happened in the past. But the paradigm shift means you don't have to be that same person. I don't have to be that same person or those same beliefs as yesterday. to where I am today, I want to change it. And there's where your shift comes in. Like, what do you want to do? Do you want to continue on that same belief or those same opinions or feelings that you had? Or do you really want to make a difference in where you want to go in the future? And I think, you know, as I read your book and went over all of this, I guess I have been doing this all my life. So it was kind of, you know, fun for me to revisit it again because I visited many seasons of my life. I keep on visiting it. And then I recognize the shift, and I recognize when I'm ready for those shifts. And I really think that if you are stuck in something and you keep doing the same thing over and over again, then you really have to do your homework and start writing things down. I think writing is a big part of all of this. I think you have to write and you have to get quiet and you have to think for yourself. And if you're finding that you're not thinking for yourself and you don't have that freedom, then you need to revisit that. I mean, because there are other issues that I can say that you need to work through, or I can't say that you need to work through. Maybe you need to keep going through it over and over until you need to get out of it. You know, you need to make the choice to move on or do something different because something's not working out and you're not happy. Because a lot of people end up getting depressed because they're not fully living, and, you know, they make excuses. And I don't know if that has anything to do with paradigm shift, but, you know, I think a lot of people do make excuses because then they don't want to do the homework. It goes back to doing your homework and wanting.
And I believe you're absolutely right. And sometimes we or people can be humans. As a whole, sometimes we can be comfortable in dysfunction so it seems normal.
Right.
Because we are,
I agree.
By nature we're by nature able to adapt to a situation. And if anybody
I don't want
a situation,
Alina, no, I don't want to adapt to anything that's not good for
I'm
me.
Just saying, I know, but see, when you we have this survival thing. Like, say, like if you're in a traumatic situation, okay, and we get that survival, and so we naturally try to protect ourselves,
right,
and adapt, and then we can get, if we're in that situation too long, it can almost seem normal.
Right.
So the shift comes when it says, wait a minute, this dysfunction.
Right, it is. But I think, too, we all know how to be honest with ourselves. If we can't be honest with ourselves, then you should continue on until you just, you know, something has to shift. Something has to shift before any good could be done.
And that's true.
Anyway.
And, you know, all experiences, you know, they make up who we are as long as we learn from them. You know,
right.
There was a book, John Maxwell, you know, there's a saying, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. But I like the book of John Maxwell says, sometimes you win and sometimes you learn. And what happens with that changes the whole dynamic of it because it's not like, oh my God, I lost this time. Maybe I'll win next time. It's like, okay, something happened. What can I learn from this? A lot of times people don't,
like,
we don't take the time to sit back, like you said, be quiet and say, okay, the situation is not good, but there's something that I can learn from this situation. If it's not comfortable for me and I don't want it to happen again, then I need to know what I need to learn. I can move on so I don't do the cycle, repeat the cycle over and over and over again.
Right.
And that's what's happening when you're in a certain paradigm. The shift comes, I believe, when you want to learn and say, let me learn from this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I think reading your book, I think it, I got a lot out of it, and I think people that are listening could get a lot out of it too if they picked up your book and read it and do the exercises. Also, I think you have a link somewhere to where if you wanted to join your Facebook or your 9-week class, is that available?
Yes, yes, and it's a link under there. If you can, I will post that link. It should be right under the post in Facebook. But yes, because there's a I'm doing a workshop this month called Write Your Best. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're writing. You're doing a workshop for Write Your Bestseller.
Write Your Bestseller in 1 hour, and I will be doing that this month. At the end of this month. Yeah.
That's exciting. Yeah.
It is. It's exciting because the workshop is free.
Right.
So if anyone's listening out there, if you ever thought about writing a book, if you have a message you want to get out, we will be doing Write Your Bestseller in 1 hour, and we'll give you tools and concepts. And when you leave the workshop, you will have the outline to your book, your next bestseller.
Great.
So
I'm
we talked about.
I want to do my next book on marketing.
That's awesome, and I want to. I am going to release my next book, Empowered to Succeed. So I'm excited about that. But yeah, because there's a 3 series: discovering you, paving your path, and moving forward. And discovering you is really talking about, you know, your paradigms, your belief systems, and that's what we were talking about today. Your history, you know, just things that, you know, we may not even recognize that affecting our decision making process. Or maybe hindering, you know, us moving forward, you know, us as, you know, people as in general. There may be something small that you don't really know because you do it. Like, I didn't fly. I didn't like flying. I was scared to fly only because when I was little, my mom was scared to fly. So I never knew what it felt like to fly. No, seriously, I'm like, I'm never getting on a plane, because when I was little, you know, when I was a child, my mom was scared to fly, and her generation and the generation before her was scared to fly. Like, oh, you're not gonna fly. So I'm like, oh, I'm not gonna fly. But that little incident really hindered me from flying, and I fly now. But I could have been seeing more than I've driven everywhere because I was scared to fly. So little things like that, education, you know, I was scared to do my education. I got that done. So those are little things that.
I think you said that in your book, wasn't it culture, or, you know, that's what women at that time weren't supposed to go on to college, or
Yeah, definitely culture, culture upbringing. Because our job, what was taught to us is, once you graduate high school and get a job, which during that era, that you get a good job, you really didn't need college, because there were good jobs back in the 80s. If you graduate high school, get a job. That's what we were taught. You know, college. You know, who's going to college? That costs too much money. Only certain people go to college. You know, so yeah.
Right. Or you have to be smart enough to go to college. Right.
Yeah.
I remember years ago. Well, you're not that smart. You can't go to college. Well, yes, you are smart.
Yes. Yes, and you know, especially being, you know, a woman back in the system.
Eileen, when I read that about flying and things, because I fly a lot, and, you know, I still get white knuckles. And, but when I hear kids scream, and they, you know, they eventually they would be quiet. They were like babies. And now when I hear them screaming after I read your book, in fact, I just went out to California like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and there was a little girl screaming. I'm thinking, if they turn this plane around like they did for Eileen, I'm going to scream.
Yes. Yes, it's all because my mother was scared. I wasn't sure, but she was. I just remember screaming to the top of my lungs, and she just sat there and didn't try to help me, comfort me, or anything.
I can imagine now.
She was like, Lord,
I would have to say something. Maybe you give you a book or something. Oh, she's funny.
Yeah, it is funny now, but from that incident, I did not fly until I was, I want to say, 39.
Oh, took
and
you
that
a
was,
while.
Yes. Yes, I was
That's after you got your paradigm shift and you changed your thoughts.
Yes. Yes, and I managed to get my mom on the plane, too, and that was great, too. So she got it was one flight, but she did take it, and she said, oh, this is not that bad.
Well, good she was able to get on the plane.
But it's amazing how our thinking or our perception of certain things will block us from experiencing better things or different things. Not even, it doesn't necessarily mean better, but different.
Different. Yeah.
Like certain foods I won't try because not because I tasted them before, but it's because I never tasted. I'm like, oh no, this is disgusting. But how would I know? I don't know it's disgusting because I never tasted it. You know?
Right.
So certain, I may have heard somebody say it, that that's disgusting, but certain things can block us.
I think, too, as we age, we need to start thinking and acting sometimes childlike and say, I'm going to discover, like, when you look at them and play, I mean, they're really into it. We're always thinking about the next thing. We're not really in the moment. And I think that also would help as we get older. Or, you know, even if you're not older, you should be thinking about the here and now and enjoy it. And try new things and be different, or even a different thought. I mean, it wouldn't hurt to have a different thought. So,
even, you know what I think? Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was going to say, I think
as adults. Go ahead, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, I was just going to plug in Wayne Dyer, where change your thoughts, change your life. I always was a firm believer of that, too. So go ahead. You can speak. Well, this is,
I like
exciting. We have so much to talk about. You could talk and talk and talk and talk. We could talk all day.
Yes. I think a lot of it, too, has to do with our imagination. I think as we get older, we lose that. Where we're just,
well, I hope I don't
and,
lose
you know,
it.
Children.
Yeah.
Children will imagine, just have wonderful imagination. As
right.
children,
and
like,
have fun.
You know, we just think, yes, have fun with it. So that's what I want to get back to. Just imagine a world without impossibilities. Just everything is possible.
Mhm. Absolutely. Just know what you want. Even if you don't, act like you do. Eventually it'll happen.
Yes. And I think a lot of emphasis especially as it relates to paradigms and paradigm shifts. Train yourself to be open to new possibilities that's outside of your comfort zone. I think that's a good way to sum it up. Train yourself to be open to new possibilities outside of your comfort zone. Also, give yourself a chance to change if you want to. You know, give yourself a dare to explore your power to do more.
Yes.
What do you think?
I dare you to change or think about change.
It's easily said. Like, if you don't like doing something, then change. But what if you? I think a lot of we believe that it can actually happen, then we would do it. So I'm definitely here to tell everybody who's probably listening or listening on the replay, understand all things are possible if you believe it can happen. What about you, Terry? You have any closing remarks as we come up to the end of our show?
I don't. I think this has been very fun, and I want to say amen to that.
All right. Well, thank you, Terry, for being on this show. Everyone, please buy her book. Give your name of your
you.
Book.
That's
your plug
me.
Right now.
Oh yeah, Rock Away Me Too. That's the name of the book in Our Life, and I am planning on doing a series of it, and then when I retire, which we're not going to say how many years that is, then I'm going to write about what my last or my second career was. I'll talk about it then. Right now,
yes.
No one would want to hear it. they're not ready
yes.
for
and
it.
Then, so you can find Terry, Rocco, and Coop on Our Life. On Facebook. You also can find Terry on Amazon. You're on Amazon. Where else are you? Barnes & Noble.
The physical book is, I have the proof now and I'm okay in it. So the book will be available as soon as I get it on Amazon to say yes.
Okay. So. All right, guys. Thank you for listening to Tuesday Talk with Eileen. We'll see you next Tuesday at the same time. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.